Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights, 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right. It's not a Victory Monday. It's the opposite of that. It's a really terrible Monday. It's a terrible Monday. Dolphins Nation, Heat Nation, any nation. Terrible Monday, but is what it is. You want to know the 32 Dolphins set to become unrestricted free agents?
Yes.
Okay. These are unrestricted. Well, here's the unrestricted free agents. I'll give you this. Tyler Huntley, Jeff Wilson Jr., Braxton Berrios, River Craycraft, D. Eskridge, Anthony Schwartz, Grant Dubose. Anthony Schwartz, a restricted free agent. Grant Dubose, they have exclusive rights. Unrestricted, though. Jack Stoll, that's a tight end. I've never even heard of him. Isaiah Wynn, Robert Jones, Liam Eichenberg is an unrestricted free agent.
Loved you.
You're letting him go?
Letting him go.
Kendall Lamb, unrestricted free agent. Calais Campbell, Benito Jones, Emmanuel Ogba, Tyus Bowser, Anthony Walker Jr., Tyrell Dodson, another INT. Duke Riley. Saran Neal. Cater Kohu's a restricted free agent. And then unrestricted Javon Holland, Jordan Poyer, Elijah Campbell. A lot of unrestricted free agents. Some of them were difference makers, I think. Some of them you'll be happy to see depart.
I started writing down the list, and then I scratched it out and just started writing down the guys that I would talk to. Berrios, I think, can play. I enjoy him in a little slot and returning punts and all that.
He's got me old, though. I mean, what? Maybe, but you've got Malik Washington now returning punts. I don't think there's a spot for Berrios.
No Berrios. Is Lamb? Lamb's young. Isaiah Wynn has been hurt.
No, Kendall Lamb.
Isaiah Wynn.
Kendall Lamb just had back surgery. It's why he didn't play yesterday. He's also up there in age. I don't think he's young at all.
Is he older?
Yeah, I don't think Kendall Lamb is going to be back next season.
Okay, injury settlement with Lamb. I'm just scratching off my list. I would if Calais Campbell wants to play, I would like to have him on my roster. But speaking as a player, I think Calais Campbell should go somewhere and that can compete in the playoffs because he's older in age. So I don't think Campbell's come back. The only ones that piqued my interest were Kohu and Holland, and I think Holland's going to price himself out. Somebody's about to give Holland a lot of money.
Yeah. Kendall Lamb's 32, by the way.
Yeah, so never mind Cam. I would love a Holland's going to price. No.
Isaiah Wynn?
Isaiah Wynn's been hurt for 10 years.
Benito Jones?
Yes. It'll be a cheap nose tackle. Somebody that can be out there if you need them to.
One nose tackle away, Hawk. There we go.
Solana, Jordan Poyer.
Get out of here.
I mean, you can't lose both your teams.
If Jordan Poyer's on this team next year, I'm done.
You guys realize Jordan Poyer is next to Aaron Rodgers in this video on Netflix in this documentary, literally high as a kite. Like, what the hell are the Dolphins thinking? This guy's drinking ayahuasca all day.
Do you understand that I got drafted with Aaron Rodgers?
That is wild.
Aaron went 22 and I went 70 in the same year. I've been retired for a decade. And Aaron's going to play next year too.
You think?
Watch.
For sure.
He's going to play next year.
I kind of feel like that was a good game for him to end on. And like, first of all, they were talking about this. I can't remember what show I was watching. What team? Because he's not going to go play for a losing team.
Mm-hmm.
So what good team watched Aaron Rodgers the last two seasons with the Jets and says, you know what? Because he's not going to come cheaply. He brings a lot of attention, a lot of media. What team is going to go get Aaron Rodgers?
Whatever top team doesn't get their quarterback in the draft. Whatever, not what, top team, what not top
good
team.
What good team needs a quarterback? See. That's the issue. Usually the good teams have quarterbacks.
The way I see it, Hawk, there's going to be a team that feels like they're teetering on contender that loses their starting quarterback. The Dolphins losing Ryan Tannehill 6-7 seasons ago, they signed Jay Cutler. It'll be one of those situations where Aaron Rodgers won't sign with anybody in the offseason. He doesn't want to go through training camp. And then all of a sudden, you're in a situation where you need a quarterback, and you're like, you know what? Bleep it. We'll give this guy another chance, and he'll be ready.
Okay, so Tennessee, this is the draft order. Tennessee, Cleveland, Giants, New England, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, right? All of those aren't going to pick up quarterbacks. Travis Hunter's going to go somewhere in there.
But they're bad teams. He doesn't want to go play for a bad team. That right. My point is you got to look at the reverse order of the draft and see which team needs a quarterback. He's not going to play for the Giants and Brian Daboll. Like, nope. As much as I'm sure he's got a nice apartment in New York, like, he's going to play for a good team.
Geno Smith is not under contract in Seattle.
There you go. Now you're onto something.
Even Las Vegas. Like that way. Las Vegas.
Vegas.
See, to me, it's Vegas, first of all.
But would he go work for Tom Brady?
Why not?
Aaron Rodgers. Brady's going to take marching orders from Tom Brady.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers trying to replicate? Isn't he trying to replicate what Brady did, which was leave his longtime organization, go elsewhere, find success? Tom Brady has the blueprint, and Aaron Rodgers could say, you know what? All right. Let's go see if we can make this work.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Their defense is good.
Hawk, he balled. I think the same reason I thought he was going to ball yesterday against the Dolphins is the same reason he comes back. It's not about money. It's not about legacy. It's not about anything other than proving people wrong that doubt him because he's a butt wipe. Like, that's what people want.
But in order to prove them wrong, he knows it has to be stacked in his favor. He can't single-handedly prove people wrong with a crappy team.
And tell Las Vegas or, you know, some others, hey, we have to load up. I'll come back one more time. Like, I want to do what Brady did at the end. I want to have Mike Evans. I want to have a loaded defense. I want to come out here. Brady in Tampa, Peyton Manning in Denver. I think that's how Aaron Rodgers
wants to end. Yep.
That's the blueprint. Yep. So that's what he tries to find a Peyton Manning Denver in the offseason. But I do not think
I just think the options are limited because it has to be a good team who happens to be in need of a quarterback.
And to your point, Justin Herbert goes down in LA week 4.
Well, that's a different scenario. I'm talking about starting with a team because he's not going to be a backup. Yeah. So it'd have to be like he's not going to go play there unless Herbert were to go down early. If you were Seattle, who would you rather have? would you rather re-sign Geno Smith or would you rather bring in Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, Geno Smith.
I think so too.
Geno has you at 10-7. Aaron Rodgers has you at 4-12.
For sure, Geno Smith. But I did see, I saw a video today, the head coach of the Seahawks, Mike McDonald, I think is his name, or Mac McDonald, whatever, well, something like that.
Mike. Yeah.
I nailed it then. he was asked, like, is there reason to believe Geno Smith won't be back next year? And he's like, I have no reason to believe that he won't be back next year. It was like a weird response. Rather than, he'll be back next year, I spoke with him, feel good about it. It was like this weird, I don't know, vague response almost. So maybe
you trade Tua for Geno Smith straight up, Crowder?
No.
Solana?
Yes, yes, I would.
Really? That's interesting, Solana. So you would...
Yes, yes, I would.
Tell you what. Guy plays every game, and he makes maybe an eighth of what Tua Tagovailoa is going to make next year to play 11 games and go 5-6 in those, or 6-5 in those games. So you know what? I would. I'd trade Tua for Geno Smith straight up. Right now, if Geno Smith was a starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins for all 17 games this season, they would have been a playoff team.
All right, fair enough. There you go. We'll talk more about that in the 5 o'clock phone.
No, we won't.
It's coming up. Do not go anywhere.